evening, and welcome to International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us for COMTO Palm Beach County's Week in Transportation Show. My name is Laverne Blackwood, and I'm the second vice president of COMTO Palm Beach County Chapter. And I'm joined by my co-host, Bruce Guyton, president of the chapter, and Ann McNeil, vice president. Our guests for this show are Senator Bobby Powell, Palm Beach County Port Commissioner Katherine Waldron, and CEO of COMTO, Mr. Brad Mims. Before we speak with our guests, I'd like to take a moment to invite my co-host Bruce Guyton to share with you about COMTO and the Palm Beach County chapter. Bruce?
Thank you, Laverne. My name is Bruce Guyton, and as Laverne just indicated, I have the distinct pleasure and honor as serving as the president of the local chapter, COMTO Palm Beach County. Before I start, I'd like to thank the first vice president, Ann McNeil, and Laverne, who is the second vice president, for their diligent work in the local chapter. This chapter could not rise without them. Having said that, those who are not familiar with COMTO, COMTO is an acronym, COMTO. The acronym stands for Conference of Minority Transportation Officials. And this organization was founded in Washington, D.C. in 1971 to provide a forum for the minority professionals in the transportation industry. COMTO's mission is to ensure opportunities and maximize participation in the transportation industry for minority individuals, businesses, and communities of color through advocacy, information sharing, training, education, and professional development. COMTO's vision is to serve as an advocate for minority and women inclusion in all aspects of the transportation industry. Laverne, back to you.
Thank you, Bruce. So our show is really about COMTO Palm Beach County, and Ann McNeil is one of our founding members, and I want to let you take a chance to tell them about the reason why we're having this show today, and mainly it's because of COMTO Week. So could you please tell our listeners about COMTO Week and what our chapter is doing about it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Laverne. We, on a national level, all of the COMTO chapters have the distinct honor and pleasure to share for a week that's entitled COMTO Week, where we have an opportunity to create different types of programs to let the world know about what we're doing in the area of transportation. And our chapter elected to highlight many of the leaders in the transportation area. So on Mondays, we talk with women in transportation. On Tuesday, we're talking with the leaders in transportation. On Wednesday, we're focusing on the youth in transportation. On Thursday, our focus will be opportunities in transportation. And then on Friday, we will be discussing careers in transportation. And so we're very excited to have the opportunity to focus on this. And that's what we will be doing, Laverne. And I'm excited to hear from our special guest. Thanks.
Thank you, Anne. And I'm ready to introduce our special guest for our segment today is Leaders in Transportation. And we're going to be talking to these individuals who have made great strides and made an impact in the transportation industry. As I introduce them, I'd like for our guests to tell us about themselves and just tell us your titles and your role as they relate to transportation. So we have Senator Bobby Powell. Go ahead, Senator.
Good evening. Of course, my name is Bobby Powell, Jr., state senator representing the district in Palm Beach County, Florida. I've served before as the vice chair. I served on several committees in the legislature for the Senate. Previously, I served in the House for 4 years. And Senator, I've had the opportunity to serve on the Transportation and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee, which deals with the funding for transportation. I've also served in the House in terms of transportation. I've served on committees dealing with that and ports. I've served on committees dealing with, well, it was called transportation and ports. But it's really, really exciting to have the opportunity to be here. This year we've been assigned new committees. I just found out what my committee assignments were on yesterday. Unfortunately, I don't have any transportation committees with this next 2 years of assignments. However, as I am a planner who is very interested in that, and it's something that we deal with directly in our district, it's more than likely that I'll find my way to be able to maneuver and make sure that I'm still in the thick of things when it comes to transportation projects for Palm Beach County. What I also do, what I can tell you, is that I am an AICP certified planner who holds a master's degree from Florida State University, and I've used that to my advantage in the legislature. You know, during the daytime, I do work as a planner for a firm in Palm Beach County, and that gives me a good insight to the day-to-day things that are happening in the world of planning, in the world of development, in the world of how we move forward with regard to infrastructure and just moving people and moving products, quite frankly, nationwide.
Thank you very much. Okay, our next guest, we have Ms. Catherine Waldron. She is the Palm Beach County Port Commissioner. Ms. Catherine Waldron, could you please tell us about yourself?
Hi there. Good evening, and thank you for inviting me to join this discussion. First, I'd like to just give a shout-out to Bruce Guyton. I'm a big fan of his, as he knows, and I was proud to help him stand up the Palm Beach County chapter of COMTA. I'm the one of the newest, or right now I'm the newest, Palm Beach Port Commissioner in Palm Beach County, which is based in Riviera Beach. And there's five commissioners, and we are a small port, about 162 acres compared to some of our neighbors like Port of Miami. So we've learned early on how to be as efficient as possible with what little land we have. And one of the things that we're most proud of is the fact that we're considered to be one of the most efficient ports in the country because of that. I also, in my other life, aside from being a port commissioner, I'm an oyster rancher. So I'm out in the water quite a bit on the boats helping harvest some oysters in the panhandle. So I travel quite a bit on all the interstates up here. And I have to say that if there's a faster way to get up to Wakulla County from Palm Beach County, I'm all for it. Because a six-hour drive doesn't get any shorter. Anyway, that's my background, and I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Catherine. And our third guest is none other than our president and CEO of COMTO National, Mr. Brad Nims. Please tell us about yourself and the role that you're playing in the industry.
Well, I want to thank all of you, and I want to commend all of you for doing what you do for COMTO and doing what you do to make sure that the word gets out about COMTO. I am Brad Mims. I'm the national president of COMTO. As Bruce may have mentioned, COMTO has 32 active chapters throughout the United States. And again, it's all about minority advocacy throughout the United States, creating opportunities for minorities in the industry, and again, diversity and inclusion. We want to make sure that we're at the table and have a role in what we are doing in transportation, not only domestically, but internationally. So just to tell you about, a little bit about myself, I've been in the industry and been around for about 40 years as a professional, worked for many years on Capitol Hill. I had the pleasure of working as the first legislative director to Congressman John Lewis from Atlanta, and he at the time was a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and I staffed him on all of the things that he did there. Was lucky enough to land a position with the Clinton administration, as people say back in the day, but it's 20 years ago now, so. But served as a lieutenant to former Secretary Rodney Slater, as the head of the International and Aviation Office at the USDOT. And again, I was the chief lobbyist the first 4 years for the the Federal Aviation Administration. So aviation is basically in my blood and it's in my heart. And just to share, I was went to work for the in the private sector with a couple of architectural and engineering firms. I am now proudly the president of Comto, and with my rounded experience, I feel like I want to be as impactful and helpful as possible to make and to create opportunities for minorities in the industry.
Thank you, Mr. Mims. We are really excited that each of you could join our show today. And our listeners, if you just join us, we are talking to leaders in transportation for this segment of our Comto Week in Transportation blog talk radio show. We have a few questions for each of you, and we want our listeners to just kind of see what a versatile group of leaders you are and, you know, hear your various different experiences within the industry. So I will turn it over to my co-host, Ann McNeil, to start off with the questions. Ann? All right, I'll just get right into
it while Ann prepares.
Of course, Laverne,
I'm the engineer extraordinaire, having to come off mute. So my apologies for that. I was just I am just, listen. My main question for each of you is, why do you think transportation is so very important in the area of your focus? Because as we all know, transportation means different things to different people, but why is it very important for your particular area that you're focusing on? So, Catherine, I think we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Senator Powell, and then we'll go to President Mims.
Sure. So, as I mentioned earlier, we're a small port, so our big focus, and we're an export port, in fact. About 60% of all the products consumed in the Bahamas are coming out of our port. So it's really important that we have as port as possible to make sure that, for lack of a better term, that all the ships run on time. We are obviously, when there's bad weather, we're impacted, especially with hurricanes. They're very impactful. We are one of the few, they call them ro-ros, roll on, roll off, which basically means we have trains coming right up to our berths for the ships to help offload and unload product. So we are very sensitive to all the different modes of transportation that would affect our industry, such as the railroads and the trucking industry, because we also have pretty much all the sugar that comes up to the refineries east of the Mississippi is coming out of the Everglades by truck straight to our port to be exported up to the refineries in New York. So making sure everything's running on time, that we have the right software, security and everything is a very important factor. And we have a small staff within the port, and I'm proud to say that they're great people. Many have been there decades. And we are a tenant port, so the commissioners basically are working with the tenants like Tropical and the sugar industry and Teeters and some of the other major tenants to make sure their needs are met. So that's kind of our focus.
All right. Before we go to Senator Powell, you said something that's so vitally important. And what you said, which will resonate with every single listener, and it is the word sugar. Just imagine if the port.
Well, you're preaching to the choir
like
on that one.
Some of us like it more than others. And I say that because we really want to make this show live. We want the listeners to understand how very important the port is to the world, because a lot of sugar comes out of that port. And so I just want to just make sure that, you know, we're relatable to the listeners, because this is the power of transportation. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, our Compto Weekend transportation is so very important. So thank you so very much for an awesome job, and just keep that sugar rolling, if you will.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. All right. So Senator Powell, yes, sir, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can.
Hello?
Yes, sir,
hello?
We can hear you. Yes, sir, Senator, we can hear you. We want to hear from you why you think transportation is so very important in what you do.
I'm glad you asked that question. As one of the 40 senators in the state of Florida, I realize that, and most people should realize that, we've got over 20 million people in this great state, and the population continues to grow rapidly every year. There's more in-migration and more births happening in the state of Florida than the out-migration and death, which means we've got a lot of people that are coming to the state of Florida and a lot of people that are being born here. Our population continues to grow, and we have to be able to do a few things. We have to be able to move people in a cost-efficient way. We, as a planner, one of the things we need to try to focus on is reducing the number of vehicles that are on the road here in the state of Florida. As you may know, we've got the Bright Line here in South Florida, which is supposed to move people from Miami to, at some point, Orlando, which has just been brought out by Virgin. The other thing that is important about transportation is the fact that the Port Commissioner kind of hit on it, to have goods and services to come into the state. And the only way you're able to do that is by transporting those things either through ports, or by road or by railway, and that has to happen throughout the state of Florida. Those are things that we worked on in the Transportation Economic Development Appropriations Committee and the Transportation Committee overall. Another big important reason that transportation and infrastructure is so important to us here is, I think it was the Eisenhower administration in the 50s that came up with the Highway Defense Act, where several highways were created throughout the United States to be able to move our military quickly to be able to get in position in case of an attack. So transportation is important for all of those various reasons. And as we continue to grow and as we continue to work here in the state of Florida, we have to make sure that what we're doing is efficient and good for the entire state. We have to continue. We have continued road projects, infrastructure. All those things are necessary for the viability and the vitality of the entire state.
And, of course, you said something that hits home for me as a contractor: road projects and the opportunities for us as small businesses to work with the state of Florida Department of Transportation in many different areas. So we want to thank you so very much for that. That's awesome. Awesome. So we're going to go to – yes, sir.
I was going to break in there. That's one of the important reasons that you all, Compto exists, is because those opportunities that come through the state every year, there's a FDOT work program where $11 million is distributed through road projects. And a lot of times we have to make sure that we have contractors in place who are shovel ready to jump up and receive some of these contracts from the state of Florida, through whether it's minority participation or what, because every year these work programs allotted a lot of money, and it's a lot of money into our communities, and we must make sure that we're at the table to secure some of that funding. So as your senator, I'm here to help do that, because at the end of the day, it's all about economics and being able to grow the communities, grow our communities in an efficient way, and be able to live.
Absolutely. And we need the opportunity so we can buy some sugar. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. All right, so we gotta go on to President Brad Mims. Thank you so much, Senator Powell. We really appreciate it. Thank you. And with that, we're going to go to President. Yes.
I just want to say those are all great points. And, again, I will say that to me, and, again, for most of us here in Washington, D.C., transportation is freedom, as far as I'm concerned. And it's a freedom to move, the freedom to move, freedom to move on to opportunities, the freedom to be able to grow, to create the freedom to be able to, as you well know, become entrepreneurs, business people in the industry. And one of the things I want to get to, Anne, and if I can kind of take a side trip, if I could, the wonderful thing that has happened nationally, and again with the change of the Congress, as we have experienced in the recent election, is that we're going to have a new group of leaders who will be leading the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And again, trillions with a T of dollars will come through that committee and through to the Senate and through to the president. We've had a president who has given lip service to transportation and infrastructure and the opportunities that come with it. But with the hopeful impending election of our new speaker, the speaker will, in my opinion, hold the president's feet to the fire with regard to transportation and infrastructure. And you and I, old friends, we've been to many events, occasions, and dealt with the issues of opportunities in the aviation industry, highway industry, ports and building, maritime, and logistics as we're going by. And I just want to make sure that as we move forward, that your listeners and everybody knows that as we go forward, we have a new team of leaders on the transportation, the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Many of those leaders who will lead key subcommittees are African American and Hispanic. And, you know, we have a great leader in Mr. Peter DeFazio, who will likely become the chairman, who is of like mind when it comes to issues of opportunity in our communities. But you have Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, who will probably become the chair of the Highways and Transit Subcommittee. You have Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson from Texas, who I envision to become the chair of the Aviation Subcommittee. We have the great Elijah Cummings, who is the one of our leaders for COMTO. While he will become chairman of the full Committee on Investigations, he's also likely to become chairman of the Coast Guard Subcommittee. But there are a number of other African-American and Hispanic members of our committee, and we look forward to their leadership as we're going forward. So within those areas, again, there's tremendous opportunity. We look forward to seeing a real transportation and infrastructure bill come through the Congress, and it's going to be through and with your help going forward. And again, let me talk my great state of Florida, as the great state of Florida has five COMTO chapters. And again, what you guys have done in Palm Beach County is awesome. You guys came up and stepped up and developed your chapter in less than a year's time with the help of the leadership of Bruce Guyton. We have chapters in Jacksonville, Central Florida, which is our Tampa area, Palm Beach, Miami, and Broward County. And I just couldn't be more proud of the things that you guys and the work that you guys put in to make this organization what it is and make it a success. So I'll stop there.
Well, we you don't have to stop in that. What we're also planning to do, Mr. President, is we, through our leadership from President Bruce Guyton, we're also kicking off a major initiative with this radio to promote, brand, market, help support, raise money for our annual conference is going to be held in the great state of Florida next year in Tampa. So just, you know, keep your ear to the ground and keep your eyes open, because our desire and goal is to be free, like you said, in terms of transportation is freedom. And it's freedom for everybody when you think about the opportunities that are created, especially with I'll be in Tampa tomorrow at the Florida Automated Vehicle Conference, which is all focused on transportation. And today, just leaving Washington, D.C. for the federal conference on public-private partnerships, talking about infrastructure and transportation. So when you think about where the future is going in transportation, it's phenomenal. The growth is phenomenal, and the opportunities are also phenomenal. So thank you for your leadership. And we're going to turn the questions back over to our Vice President, Madam Laverne.
Thank you, Ann, and thank you, Senator Powell, President Mims, and Commissioner Waldron. We really appreciate you coming on board with us today and talking about all these wonderful things that are going on in the transportation industry. And if you're just joining us, we are talking with some phenomenal leaders in transportation. And I have one more question for Mr. President Mims.
Yes.
I just want to take this opportunity to truly bring some awareness to COMTO and just allow our listeners to really know what a strong organization we are, and especially since we are going to be having our national training conference here in Florida. There's a program that COMTO takes under its wing, and it's called the COMTO Leadership Institute. And, you know, leaders are developing. We can create more. And I'd like you to talk about that program a little bit, if you can, please.
Again, we call it the CLI, COMTO Leadership Institute. And what we do, we take people who are low to mid-level professionals and work with them to develop curricula, to develop their skills in whatever mode of transportation that they happen to be in. We are moving to find and evolve to new leadership, and I am going to be going to New Orleans on the 10th to speak with a particular firm who is very interested in working with us to take that responsibility over. But we're going to be moving forward very, very aggressively in terms of making sure that we are developing our leaders in all modes of transportation, developing their skill sets, developing their abilities to look at the industry, think very broadly, think about, the economic opportunities that are there, and, again, those entities that are become a part of those entities that are able to develop and to make sure that as they want to grow, they have an alternative to turn to move forward in their particular professions and vocation. But it's the CLI, and we're very proud of the efforts that we're moving forward. And you'll be hearing a whole lot more about the CLI in the months to come.
Thanks. We're certainly looking forward to that. And now I want to turn over to Bruce Guyton, President Bruce Guyton. I want you to talk to, you know, I know you have some burning questions, especially for, you know, our guests. So please, I'd love for you to come on and talk about your questions or ask your questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Laverne. And let me just say before I ask a question, and we're going to be ending soon, so I won't have many questions. I may only have one. But poor Commissioner Catherine Waldron, Senator Bobby Powell, and President Brad Sims, they individually and collectively have done significant accomplishments, have accomplished a lot in their respective fields, and that has impacted the respective communities that they serve in. And I just like to thank each of them because I count each of them among my friends. Brad, Bobby, Catherine, when Bobby run, I'll say it publicly, I openly support him because he's done a great job. When Catherine run, I will support her openly. And I just like them to know that their work is appreciated. Now, having said that, and let me say this too. Ann McNeil is one of the most phenomenal women I have ever met. And she's very humble.
No question.
Very humble, but she quietly helps a lot of people. And that would never go unnoticed with me. And I just want to say publicly that, Ann, I love you and appreciate you, and Comto Palm Beach County wouldn't be what it is without you. And, of course, she's brought another significant woman on, Laverne Blackwood. Laverne has teamed up with Ann and works for Ann now. And, you know, it's the women movement, and they're doing big things, and I'm proud of both of them. So now to my question. Transportation to me is an economic engine because we go to work to make money to put back in the economy. We travel on transportation for vacation, for leisure, to spend money to put into the economy. The goods that are moved in our country and the world, they're moved by transportation. So clearly, in my opinion, transportation is an economic engine. Because it gets us to places to spend money, and it brings us things that we spend money on, and that drives an economy. So my question to each of you, how do you think your contributions and what you're doing can help to stimulate the economy through the transportation industry? Catherine, I'll throw that one at you first. Because
sure.
The port moves a lot of things.
Yeah, we do several billion pounds every year. And but more importantly, to the economic driver element, we are a major employer in the county. We employ well over, either directly or indirectly, you know, over 3,500 people on the port. And they're not, you know, in the wage job, they tend to be higher end jobs. So that, of course, pours a lot of money back into our economy, which is very important. So, you know, I see the port as one of the major drivers for the entire county. And that's important. So we want to make sure that we're protecting that by making sure that we manage that valuable resource very well and ensuring that we continue to grow and find other ways to expand. As I mentioned earlier, we're landlocked. We have 162 acres. But we're able to perhaps use our ability to work with, you know, the western part of the county, the Glades, to see about doing some sort of inland port or distribution center as another mechanism to help promote growth and employment out there. And that's one thing that I've always been very interested in and hope to someday help move forward. So I think, as everybody here would agree, and has said, you know, transportation is a major economic engine. Now, you get into situations such as the big cities, and I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, and I know that Mr. Sims will agree with this, but D.C. traffic can be horrible, even at 2 a.m. on the Beltway. And that really goes to a quality of life, that impacts your quality of life. It impacts productivity for people to get to and from work. And that's something that I think the big cities are struggling with. In San Francisco, I was reading the other day that the average commuter spends an hour commuting every day. So those are the things that, you know, negatively impact our ability to continue to increase productivity. And I know that we probably all agree to that, but I just wanted to put it out there. So but thanks for the question, Bruce.
Yes. Absolutely, and because of the port too, our economy in Palm Beach County has not suffered as some of the other areas around the country and world. So, you know, there's always room for improvement. And certainly we want to continue to improve. Let me clarify one thing. I said something about my personal support for Catherine and Bobby. As an organization, we're a nonprofit, and we don't endorse or openly support political candidates. So when I spoke, I was speaking about me as a citizen here in my county and who my preference is. So, Senator Powell, your role as a senator, how can transportation and the efforts you do help to drive our economy? Senator Powell?
Give me just a second up here.
I'm sorry?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My question was the same to you as it was to Catherine. In your capacity as a senator, how can you in your capacity through transportation help to drive and invigorate the economy?
That's absolutely a good question, because that's generally the main purpose of our transportation system in the state, what we deal with. When we do funding for different projects, a lot of that is directly based on the economy. Every dollar that you put into transportation gives back threefold and maybe even more when you talk about what it does for the economy. When we talk about road infrastructure projects, those road and infrastructure projects, you have to have contractors to work on the roads. You have to have suppliers who will supply you with the materials that are needed to work on roads. You'll have, of course, people being put to work in terms of contract, in terms of construction. When we talk about expanding our transportation infrastructure and being able to, let's say, add rail like the Bright Line, which has been purchased by Virgin. We're talking about being able to move people from Orlando to Miami and being able to withstand not having them stuck in traffic on either the Turnpike or I-95, which we know going to Miami sometimes can be very, very difficult in rush hour. So that money in terms of time actually is money. So you're saving time by getting on these movers to move down to the south area. But we're also talking about the work program where the money is put there, and we put these projects and we do these different projects in the communities. It's also done in terms of our environment, our economy, in ways that help enliven your community. A lot of the road projects and a lot of infrastructure projects, when you see city beautification, sometimes the roads are narrowed or you have complete streets where you have bicycle pathways and different aesthetic items to the roads. It makes it more attractive for people to be able to walk, people to be able to ride their bicycles, people to be able to enjoy the environment. And when you're doing that in particular areas where the businesses are, those businesses will have new foot traffic. So overall, everything that's done in transportation through the state, especially when in terms of funding, is done in a way that's supposed to or geared towards enhancing our environment, enhancing our economy.
That is absolutely correct. And let me thank you for the work that you do. As you said at the beginning of the show, in last session you was the vice president of the Senate Transportation, the Committee on Transportation. So thank you for what you do. Now I'm going to go over, and Brad would be the last speaker, last for questions, because we're going to wrap it up after this. So now let me say this. CONTO is one of the best networking organizations I have ever been involved in. If you want a job, and you know somebody in CompTO, I mean, that reach is nationwide. So it's driving the economy just through helping people get jobs. and they do help each other get jobs. So Brad, I'll hey, throw it over to you.
Thanks, Bruce, and I will say this. My last three jobs I've gotten as a result of my relationships with persons who have been part of Compto, and that's over a 15-year period. So I cannot say more. Again, we are an advocacy organization, and so what I want to do and what I make sure of, and Ann knows this and the rest of you guys know this, I'm going to go out and do what I need to do to get and make sure that minority people and folks in our communities get a fair piece of the pie. And we are doing what we can. I personally serve on the airport board here at the Washington Metropolitan Airports Authority, and we advocate for minority businesses. We advocate for minority individuals to take advantage of opportunities that are presented as a result of building and other opportunities going forward. The one thing I want to conclude with, though, is as we are people in this industry and we are moving forward, we have to be very cognizant of technology and what technology is going to do to and in our industry going forward, and we're going to have to be as diligent as possible in keeping up with technology. I know that I'm a bit of a boomer, but I want to make sure, and I just keep trying to keep up with everything that's coming down the pike in terms of technology and making sure that information is disseminated throughout our organization as we're going forward. So I just want to make sure that as we're going forward, I don't want us to take our eye off of technology and the things, the benefits that come with it, and make sure that our community keeps up and keeps up with the opportunities that are afforded us as a result of this quickly evolving technology in the transportation industry. I'll leave it there, Bruce.
Brad, you're absolutely right. And, again, Brad, you're doing a phenomenal job for the organization. I'm glad you're there. And certainly we as the Compto chapter are very supportive and are here for you whenever you need us. I'm going to pass it over to the other co-host for closing words, for closing comments. But I like to tell each of you that each of you have been very supportive of Compto Palm Beach County, and we are very, very grateful. We cannot and would not have accomplished as much as we have in a short period of time without your support. So thank you, Port Commissioner Catherine Waldron. Thank you, Senator Bobby Powell. And thank you, the National President, Brad Sims, because without you all, Compto Palm Beach County wouldn't be where we are. And I'm going to kick it over to my other co-host for closing comments. Ann?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Laverne's going to go ahead and close us out, and we'll look forward to tomorrow's show, and Laverne can tell us a little bit about that as we wrap up. Thank all of our callers and listeners. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys. I just want to say this has been a phenomenal show. I've learned so much about what's going on and what's been done and what's going to be done in my region, Palm Beach County and South Florida, and just Florida on the whole. So on behalf of Compto Palm Beach County and my co-hosts, I want to thank each of you, Senator Bobby Powell Jr., Port Commissioner Catherine Waldron, and President Brad Mims. I am very grateful for the work that you have done and continue to do in the transportation industry. Thank you for joining our show tonight, and I wish you all the best, and I look forward to each and every one of you joining us again. I consider well, Catherine is a founding member of Palm Beach County, County of Palm Beach County, and I consider President Mims our father, and I'll dub Senator Powell as our honorary founding member. So with that, I would like to close out and say we're looking forward to tomorrow's segment, which is Youth in Transportation, and we hope that our listeners will enjoy the guests that we'll have on that show as well. So join us again tomorrow at 6 p.m. on International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Have a good night.